Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Josh Reeves. This is the Saturday morning edition of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The time is now 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. The day's date is Saturday, December 29th, 2007, right here in the final days of the year of 2007. I got to tell you, folks, this year has absolutely flown by. And I know that a lot of you would agree with that as well. And so I would like to I'd like to hear from you all today. I'm going to got a lot of news. We're going to kind of do a recap of this week's news. On this program, what I like to do is to kind of give you a wrap-up of that week's news and kind of go through the stuff and talk about what has occurred during the week. I also do a weekday program on another network. That program runs Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Central Time. And so I, through the course of the week, often end up with a lot of different articles, a lot of stories and stuff that I have covered. And, you know, this week being a holiday week, you would think that you would have it would be a slow news week or a shortage of articles and stuff like that. And I got to tell you, 100% not the case. We had all kinds of news. We all had breaking news. Of course, I think the biggest news this week was the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, and a lot of stuff surrounding that, a lot of interesting stuff, and so we'll get into talking about that. But if you'd like to join us on the program today, I'd like to get your take on what you think were the highlights and the lowlights and the biggest general stories of the year of 2007. So we're going to kind of interspersed here with the various news stories that I have, I'm going to kind of give you my take on 2007, where we've come from this time last year, where we're going, you know, what we're going to see occur in the year of 2008, and just kind of a recap of that. And if you'd like to put your two cents on the record today about what you think about 2007, what your favorite moments, what your least favorite moments are, give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 1-800-313-9443, and we will get you all on the air, and I'd like to hear anything you'd like to discuss as well. Again, you know, one of the pretty much the main news story this week, I've got a lot of stuff to cover, pretty much varying on every topic. We're going to discuss everything today from the Benazir Bhutto assassination to chemtrails to 9/11 information, and a whole lot more. So you don't want to miss a minute of this show today, folks. It's going to be very exciting. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. You know, when the initial news story started coming out day before yesterday about this assassination, you know, as I talked about last week on my first show, this is my second show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And one of the things that got me in to this kind of information was when I read a book called Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy in the 1990s, written by Jim Mars. And that was the book that was subsequently made into the Oliver Stone film JFK. And after I read that book, it led me down a lot of rabbit holes of looking into government black operations, overthrows of power, coup d'etats, and that kind of thing. So I knew immediately what to start looking for in the event that something like that happened. And the Bhutto case, very much one of those situations. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. This is the Global Reality on Casting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Global Reality right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad each and every one of you could join us for the program today. This is the Saturday morning edition here on the 29th of December, 2007. Before the break, I was discussing the assassination this week of Benzimir Bhutto. And one of the things I was mentioning was how when I first started researching this type of information, I became very aware very quickly of what to look for in the event of an assassination and a black operation and that kind of thing. So immediately when this happened, the day before yesterday, I immediately knew that this was definitely a politically motivated assassination. There's been a lot of information that's come out also about this woman being a CIA asset, which makes a lot of sense considering that she was going to put NATO forces on the ground. She was essentially going to disarm Pakistan's nuclear option. And, you had Musharraf there who, and the various people in his party, they weren't going to allow that to happen. But the most interesting thing to me about this situation has been how many times they've changed the story. And one of the things you'll hear the mainstream media say is that they'll often try to tell you that the initial reporting and the initial stories that come out are most of the time the most inaccurate. And see, I don't find that to be the case. In all the stories that I've ever researched and looked into, it's always the initial information that comes out that is the most accurate. And the reason that is because by the time you get information filtered through the spin machine and it gets filtered through the various agencies that try to use it to their advantage, you end up with a watered-down version that's anything but what the truth actually is. And so it's been just interesting for me to see how many times they've changed the story. First they were saying she was shot and then they was hit by a piece of shrapnel. And then, yet again, yesterday, they changed their story. And here's an article from the Associated Press. It says, Pakistan says sunroof, not bomb or bullets, killed Bhutto. Pakistan's Interior Ministry said Friday that Benazir Bhutto was killed after smashing her head on her car's sunroof while trying to duck, and that no bullet or shrapnel was found inside of her. The ministry also said it had intercepted a phone call from a top Al-Qaeda figure congratulating a militant for the attack on her Thursday. And see, I can't even go any farther in this article, because you see how they already try to spin this? Okay, we know for a fact this was a Pakistani ISI, Inter Services Intelligence Operation, hit. 100% up and down the board, no doubt about it. And who, again, do they try to spin it towards and blame it on? Their classic boogeyman every time. Because who? What agenda does it fit better? Because they're sure not going to let you find out that she was indeed was shot. And if this can be traced back to the kind of bullet that the Pakistani ISI is the favored round of the Pakistani ISI. Now, they go and do a little autopsy and go and find out that this is an Inter Services Intelligence favored round. Where do you think that leads the general public, ladies and gentlemen? And so now they're trying to say that she smashed her head on the sunroof, when you can go and watch the videos, and it's very clear that she was shot. And in fact, I saw a video last night of someone had posted on MySpace where there actually appears to be two shooters. So it's absolutely insane to see how they're spinning this story. I mean, look, you have to look at who stood to gain from this. If this woman got elected, she was essentially going to disarm Pakistan and disarm their nuclear option. You see, and the people in the inner workings of Pakistan were most certainly not going to allow that to happen. And so time and time again, you see these assassinations and you see these type of hits go on. But the most interesting thing, again, to me, is how you see these stories constantly watered down, spun, changed around. Because, again, you know, you have to think about what would be the issue and what would be the reason to try and cover up the fact that she was shot and then cover it and blame it on her hitting her head on a sunroof and knocking her out. I mean, it's clear when you watch the videos she was shot. And you had, think about the people in the power structures that knew what time her entourage was leaving. She was doing a fundraiser. You actually have on video, you can actually see this. You actually had the Pakistani security guards falling back at just the right time, moments before she shot and the bomb goes off. And that reminds me of the footage we've seen from the Kennedy assassination. I don't know how many of you guys have ever seen the footage where you see the Secret Service running alongside the car, and then they're waved off. And you can see them looking back from wherever the camera angle is, and they're throwing their arms up in the air like saying, you know, what? Why are we doing this? Why are we told to stop and leave and not follow the car that Kennedy's in? Why is it? They're looking back at somebody going, hey, what's the problem? This is not normal operating procedure. Of course it's not. The only time you would call off your security for a high-asset target like that is when some sort of operation is going on that only the people in the power structure on a need-to-know basis know. And so, again, you start looking at this stuff, and you see how many times they change their story. Bhutto's death after a suicide bomber blew himself up at her campaign rally has plunged this nuclear-armed Islamic nation into turmoil, but the ministry said she would have lived if only she had stayed inside her car. Well, I mean, how is that possible? I mean, they blew everything sky high afterward. And that's another key thing. Especially in these countries like this, you know, leave no evidence behind. It's always some lone nut they end up blaming it on. It's the same thing you see in every situation. Over and over and over again. And in another article here concerning Bhutto says, the opposition leader's assassination moves us closer to a potential nuclear apocalypse. Predicts Pakistan will not dissolve, but U.S. lacks options dealing with the nuke-armed country. The death of Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has left the U.S. lacking in options for dealing with the tumultuous, nuclear-armed, militant-rich nation, and has raised the possibility that the country's weapons will fall into the wrong hands, leading to a possible apocalypse, a foreign reporter tells Raw Story. When people aren't looking, you have a question of command and control of their nuclear warheads. Steve Clemens, a senior fellow at the New American Foundation, said in an interview Thursday. Let's go to the phone lines. Don in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today, Josh?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Let me help you out with the pronunciation of her first name. It's Benazir.
Benazir, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's early in the morning. Thanks.
That's okay. So we know we're talking about the same person here.
Right.
I believe you're right on with your assessment. There is also a report that's been repeated frequently on all the networks that there was no autopsy conducted. So how can they determine how she died? That's been a major bone of contention with the people there in Pakistan, that there was no autopsy. Now, I would like to bring... I'd like to make a point about something that I heard in some interviews of the presidential candidates, and I think this comment is very telling. They interviewed some of the Republican candidates, and they had interviewed John McCain, and, of course, he had his pro-war stand-type comments to make about the whole issue, and then tried to justify why we were in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when they interviewed Mike Huckabee, he made a very, very unusual statement. He said, well, we feel bad about what happened, and we want to apologize for what happened. And I thought that was a very unusual word to use, apologize, because you only do that when you take responsibility for something having happened, as if you yourself have perpetrated it, or you know who has perpetrated it.
Right, and that seems like an odd thing to say to me as well, because, you know, from all the stuff that I've looked at and investigating on this, the death of this woman was really not in the best interest of the United States and the military-industrial complex. I mean, this woman was effectively going to go in and put NATO troops on the ground, disarm the Pakistans, and by this assassination occurring, you know, the best chance of that happening is now gone. So, you know, that seems odd. But, yeah, at the same time, you know, you have all these intelligence agencies working together. I mean, we know that that prior to 9/11, we were giving money to the Pakistani ISI. Mahmoud Ahmed was wire transferred $100,000 by our government. So we know that we worked hand in hand with the Pakistani ISI before. So I think that comment by Mike Huckabee there wouldn't be a stretch to say that something's probably there underneath the surface.
Yeah, I think it was a Freudian slip. I don't think it was intention to use that word, but he did use that word. And that's sort of a tip-off that these guys probably were briefed about what was either going to happen or what had happened in actuality.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, going back to what you were saying about the autopsy, you know, the very real thing about that is the fact that, of course, if there was an autopsy determined, somebody at some point in the chain of command during that autopsy would say, okay, we have an entry wound this size, and we have an exit wound this size, and here's the ballistics and what type of bullet there are. They effectively made sure none of that happened, and now they're able to formulate whatever story they want and write the history books the way they see fit.
Yes. Now, I'm unclear as to whether or not, maybe you can enlighten me, whether or not the martial law is still in effect, you know, that they had announced, a week or a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that was just about a couple of weeks ago, and if I'm not mistaken, from what I understand, that still is in effect.
So then,
Don,
perpetuate martial law then.
Absolutely. Don, thanks for your call. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. So glad each and every one of you could join us for the show today. Before we went to the break, I had a caller. I was discussing the Benazir Bhutto situation with Don in Ohio. And before we went to the break, he had a question about the martial law situation there in Pakistan. And from what I understand, to answer his question, is that Pakistan is still under a state of martial law, and according to this Raw Story article that I was reading for his call, and I'll read a little bit more of this, according to this, the presidential elections that were scheduled, the elections that were scheduled next month are going to be suspended, and even more security crackdowns against Pakistan citizens will occur. And that's according to this Raw Story article that was put out yesterday. So to answer your question, Don, yes, they are still under a state of martial law, and according to this, are going to be under even more so. So that even puts more implications onto the nature of this assassination and why it occurred. And essentially, anytime you see something like this, I mean, look, anytime you see an assassination of a high-level figure like this, it's always either a coup d'etat, an overthrow, and a transfer of power to someone else, and is always politically motivated to keep a certain situation from occurring. And that's what this is. They're trying to keep the Pakistani population in further enslavement and to keep the current regime, which we back and fund very much so, in place. So, again, continuing on with this article here that was entitled Opposition Leader's Assassination Moves Us Closer to Potential Nuclear Apocalypse. When people aren't looking, you have a question of command and control of their nuclear warheads, a senior fellow at the New American Foundation said in an interview Thursday. Clemens said Buteau's assassination would cause the doomsday clock to tick forward. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists maintains the clock, which depicts how close the world is to midnight, representing a nuclear catastrophe. At the beginning of this year, the clock was set at 11:55 p.m. I think we've moved closer to midnight to a potential apocalyptic situation, Clemens said. It doesn't mean that we're going to get there, but we have moved closer. And see, they love to ramp that fear factor up, folks. I mean, that's the main thing. That's another thing. I mean, any of these different obvious government operations that you look at, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be any one of them. Pick one. Pick one and apply. It doesn't matter. You know, there's been so many assassinations and overthrows in every country, and always our CIA, most of the time, in tandem with British intelligence and MI6, are intimately involved. And most of the time, these have to do with, you know, protecting oil interests, such as the overthrow of Allende in Chile in 1973, which, by the way, happened on September 11th, 1973. Very odd, huh? You know, you have that whole situation there where essentially it was to protect ITT copper mine interests and Standard Oil Rockefeller interests there in Chile. And so, you know, anytime you see any of these situations, they always tend to have the, you know, they come from an era where they're used for a multiple of uses. Anytime that these black operations are done, there's always a cost-benefit analysis done, much like you would have done in any business, where they see what the desired effect is going to be, how well they're going to be able to achieve the desired effect, and then how many other uses they can have besides just the one on the front. I mean, look at 9/11. You had the same kind of thing happen there. I mean, think about how many ends were achieved through an event like 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, the Oklahoma City bombings, et cetera, on down the line. And that's another key thing here. I mean, you've got you know, the ramping up of the fear factor here, and it trickles down everywhere, folks, even into the United States, where this would seemingly be unaffected to us. But what they do is they continue to get this fear factor ramped up and get, you know, people like us in the United States population believing that this event has moved us closer to a nuclear apocalypse. I mean, look, no one is going to use their nuclear option. No one is going to use that because anybody that does is going to be counter-striked 7 ways to Sunday immediately. And with all the new, you know, defense systems and things like that that have gone up, it wouldn't be in anybody's best interest to do that. But, you know, they sure will do their best to ramp up the fear factor. So, again, you know, just keep your eye on this situation as the information comes out. And just keep in mind that, you know, what they're telling you on the mainstream media and how they're attempting to spin this stuff is not in your best interest. And it's definitely not anything close to the truth. You know, one of the things that I talk about often on my weekday show that I do on the TruthNet Radio Network, this program right now is also being simulcast there, so hello to everyone listening over there. And one of the things I talk about often when we do shows about is this phenomenon called chemtrails. And I've been studying chemtrails for about 4 years. I started keeping a log in 2004 and over my area where I live here in Dallas. And, you know, it's very interesting to look at this phenomenon and look at the different things. There's so much information out there, good and bad information. And those of you that aren't familiar with who I am, I've been on the Republic Broadcasting Network on various shows. I've been on the Michael Herzog show before talking about this, about chemtrails and things of that nature and various other shows here. But we're going to take a break, come back, and I'm going to get into some information about chemtrails. Don't go anywhere. This is the Golden Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. If you'd like to join me on the program today, the number to call in is 1-800-313-9443, and we'll get you up and on the air. This is live, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Saturday morning edition. It is 7:31 a.m. Central Standard Time. The date is December 29th, 2007. And again, this is not a rebroadcast. This is live. This is a new program. This is the second show that we've done here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's great to be here and to have an opportunity to share information with you all and hopefully get everyone digging deeper and give you a different look and a different take on the events that occur throughout the world and on an everyday basis. You know, before we went to the break, what I was talking about was wanted to get in some information today about the chemtrail phenomenon, and that's something that's a lot of people are interested in. There's people have a lot of questions. You know, it's only something that you really have to look up to observe. And again, I've been observing these things and cataloging the activity in my area for about 4 years now, about 3.5 years. And it's interesting. And, you know, on Christmas Day here where I live this week, we were absolutely just peppered and absolutely covered in the skies with these chemtrails. And you know, some of these were, I was seeing some of these this stuff at 2,000-3,000 feet. And the chemtrail phenomenon usually occurs between 5,000 and 10,000 feet. Anything higher than that is generally a contrail. And the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail is that a contrail occurs at 30,000 feet or above and doesn't leave any kind of plume behind it or any kind of cloud. What you see with the chemtrail phenomenon is these clouds that that essentially just white out the sky eventually. And you know, we recently had KSLA in Shreveport, Louisiana, who did a full report. By the way, you can go to youtube.com and type in KSLA Shreveport chemtrails, and there's a video there that was aired about a month ago of this chemtrail activity occurring there in Louisiana, and it occurs everywhere globally. But one of the interesting things about this video is that a gentleman who had been observing the chemtrails actually left out some bowls of water, and they had it sent to a lab and tested. The news station actually had it sent and paid for it and had it tested. And one of the things that has been found every time that analysis is done from rainwater is elevated levels of a substance called barium. Now, barium is a radioactive isotope, ladies and gentlemen, and when it is entered in your body, it makes your lungs glow like a beacon. Very interesting. And when they, the KSLA in the Shreveport, Louisiana, took and had this rainwater analyzed, they found like 6.8 parts per million of barium, which is like, I don't know, 20 times the amount allowed by the EPA to be naturally occurring. And, you know, I started looking on a website called PubMed.gov. And the interesting thing is when you start looking about around chemtrails is how many admissions there are in actual government documents. You had the Space Preservation, the Preservation of Space Act of 2001, which was never signed in, which was a bill that that Dennis Kucinich had put into play. And one of the things that that it mentioned there was, you know, these different space-based weapons and different things that were used, and it actually mentioned chemtrails. And actually said the word chemtrails, and when the bill came back through, they removed that word from it. So let's go to the phone lines real quick. Doug in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug. Doug, you with us?
Josh, what's going on, brother? Good morning.
Hey, Doug. Good morning. How you doing, bud?
Oh man, I'm awake. I'm glad to hear some live Patriot Radio this early in the morning. Not too many networks have anything besides rebroadcast going on at this time, so it's kind of nice to hear some live content going out over the airwaves via Republic Broadcasting.
Well, it's definitely good to be here. What's on your mind today, Doug?
Well, you know, you were talking about chemtrails, and you know, I've seen quite a bit of mainstream coverage on chemtrails, contrails this year, and it seems that the U.S. government is really starting to at least admit to some point that, you know, that they are doing weather modification. A lot of it that I've seen, like in USA Today, is just some admissions of using silver iodine in the Midwest to you know, modify weather. We see a lot of stuff coming out of China about seed clouding. But one of the things that you woke me up to was the fact that they are using barium. And I was just hoping that you could elaborate a little bit on that and how they use that for the X-class radar systems. And I'll get your comments after I get off the phone here. I know you got a lot of information to cover. So I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate your show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and really glad that you're on board.
All right. Hey, Doug, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you know, the very interesting thing, that's what I was talking about right there before the call, is what this barium is used for. And again, barium is a radioactive isotope. If you look up barium on the periodic table of elements, you'll get some very telling information about where it sits and what it sits next to, stuff like plutonium and that kind of thing. And the reason that you know, that they put the barium in there, that from what we know, now there's a lot of speculation, but there is some hard evidence. Now, there is something called the X-class radar system, and what this is it allows the military to be able to gain a topographic 3D image of the entire surface of the Earth in real time. And basically what they do is in combination with the HARP ionospheric heating system in Gakona, Alaska, once these aerosol planes spray this barium into the atmosphere, they're able to blast an electromagnetic pulse onto the barium layer and the sodium layer about 60 miles above the Earth. And what that does is, through heating up this radioactive isotope, again, allows them to have a 3D image of the entire surface of the Earth. And as Doug was talking about with the silver iodine and stuff like that, I mean, look, I mean, we know that the United States military was doing that to flood out the Ho Chi Minh Trail during Vietnam, and that's really an antiquated technology. You know, a lot of people like to talk about the weather modification aspect of chemtrails, But really, you know, the most important thing really to look at, and that's just one aspect of it. But again, as I was talking about with the Buto thing and in various other operations, anytime you have any of these operations, they always have multiple usages. They don't put a plan like this that costs as much as a plan like the aerosol spraying campaign would into action without first realizing how many different fronts they would be able to achieve on this. And the very interesting thing, again, as I was talking about, I woke up, and I'll get into some more about this barium stuff, but I'm going to bring you a lot of information on this today. I've got a ton of stuff. I'm going to read you some from government admissions, from government websites where they actually admit that this is going on. I'm going to read you some stuff from that, and I'm also going to read an article that came out the day after Christmas here in Dallas on the Dallas Morning News. But let's go to the phone lines. We're getting it again. Josh in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Is that me?
That's you. You're on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right.
A couple of comments. First on Benazir Bhutto. Now, what's amazing is that we know what went on 50 or 60 years ago, but yet, you know, people have come to the point where they're so good that our government could not be involved in an assassination attempt, a plot, or a conspiracy. Now, if you believe that, I'll sell you some property that I don't know. Seriously. I mean, if anyone has ever read John Tolan's book on Pearl Harbor, it's an eye-opener for anyone to believe that we didn't know. But that's beside the reason that I called. The reason I called is this barium in the water. My ears perked up when you mentioned that. I'm an ex-military Air Force weapons mechanic, and I know quite a bit about, you know, 30 years ago what the technology was. So I began to wonder when you said barium and it gets in the body and it makes your lungs glow. Well, I'm sure that any portion of the body that has had this barium, if it causes your lungs to glow, that the technology exists, Josh, from space or from high altitude aircraft, you could actually track the movement of a population of your country. You could tell densities. You could tell where your people are, where they're going, where this glow or however the technology may be represented on a screen. You can tell where people are at, which gives you an indication or an ability to know a place where you may be able to hide something, where people aren't going or where people aren't at. You know, it's amazing. 30 years ago when I was in the military, a U-2 aircraft, Josh, could take a picture of your license plate on your car in a parking lot in the middle of nowhere from 50,000 feet. Now, that's not a bunch of, that's truth. And that's
absolutely
30 years ago. Pardon me?
I just said absolutely.
Now, that's in the early 1970s when Gary Powers was flying the U-2. So, you know, what has our technology evolved to? Can it now read a postage stamp? Can it read a postage stamp in your basement? I believe it's entirely possible because I know in the 90s when they were using these so-called high-tech weapons in the first Gulf War that technology was 30 years old. The television-guided missiles from Hughes aircraft were 1960s technology. That was nothing new. Now, what do we have now? I've been out 30 years. I don't know, but I can guarantee you that we haven't sat still when it comes to developing weapons. We haven't sat still when it comes to developing technologies to track people that we have an interest in. Are they listening to the phone calls right now? You betcha. And if I'm under this, I'm proud of it. I'm coming to the point, Josh, where Americans, and not necessarily through violence. You're either going to have to stand up or sit down. You're either going to have to mean what you say and let them know that you don't give a rat's rump, that you're going to live free or die. You know, that's not just the motto.
No.
You're going to live free or die. For the military guys that are listening to RBN, when you got out, you didn't give up your oath when you left the service. Not if you took it and meant it. Your oath didn't expire when you left. I appreciate your program, man. I mean, I'm in an area of the country, Josh, in Nashville, Tennessee, that I believe is going to be the place to be as things continue to unfold. There's too much going on here. There's the New York Bank, when the towers came down, the New Bank of New York was in the trade towers, I understand. Right. And we now have them in Nashville, Tennessee. It's called the Tennessee Distribution Center, a huge building that supposedly every credit card transaction in the world goes through this building in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why, when Katrina destroyed New Orleans, that the Japanese embassy moved to Nashville, Tennessee. Ask yourself why Japanese auto companies are coming to Tennessee or coming to America, moving from California and reorganizing and relocating. Yet our industries are leaving this country. Anybody tell me there's not a conspiracy to destroy this country.
Oh, absolutely, and that is what it's all about. John, I appreciate your call. I'm going to move on. I'm going to answer your questions before we get into another break here. And, yeah, that's after a lot of good points there. One I wanted to go back to, though, was what you were talking about tracking people through the use of barium. And I know that's something that's very real. I know there's a guy by the name of Dr. Nick Begich who's done a lot of work concerning the chemtrail phenomenon and the aerosol spraying campaign with the use of HARP. And that is something they're able to do. One of the applications of the HARP system is they're able to do topographical imaging, essentially, where they can look underground through the use of HARP to find out where different oil reserves and locations are. And anybody who's ever had to have any kind of a surgery knows that a lot of times when you have certain procedures, you have to drink a barium solution so they can see through all the parts of your body. A lot of people may remember the old movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger that came out in the 80s, The Running Man, where he's in a television reality show, and he's running and they're tracking and tracing him. And if you watch that film, when they're getting him ready to go into the game, they give him an injection, and they show the screen, and it says barium injection, and it shows them injecting him with barium so they can track and trace him everywhere they go. And that's a science fiction film, but it's very true, and it transposes into reality, and, you know, it's just very interesting to look at. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Another use for this barium salts that I've read about, and before they shut down the civilian access to the satellite photos over Afghanistan when they started the invasion of Afghanistan after September 11th, I think, in 2002, they had cloud pictures that were posted. You could probably still find them on the Internet. They would be in, like, the shape of a giant J, three or four of them, across from... I think it was from, it was from the south into Afghanistan. And my understanding is that is to provide high-frequency radio pathways for communications between your command center and your battlefield. And it also has the side effect of preventing those radio communications from skipping. If you've ever seen the movie We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson, where he goes through the early parts. It's about the general that developed helicopter warfare for Vietnam. You've seen that, I assume. In the beginning of that movie, when he's training him, they're out in the field, and they've got their antenna hanging in the trees or something, and they pick up radio skip from the battlefield halfway around the world. They're in Alabama, and they're picking up ionospheric skip of their radio signals from Vietnam. Well, if you spray a layer of that barium stuff in the sky over your battlefield, it keeps the concentrated pathway for your radio frequencies between the two points, you know, your command and your people in the field. So it's less likely for other people to be able to listen in, you know, way off, and it also concentrates your energy. You can see this even with these little FRS radios that everybody uses, little walkie-talkies. down a creek or a river, those little walkie-talkie signals will travel a lot farther and a lot clearer than just over land. So there's lots of ways to channel your radio frequency energy. I've also read that we've been experiencing a lot more cosmic rays here in the last few years, in addition to the sun's activity. So it very well could be that they're trying to protect us without causing a lot of panic, protect us from the cosmic extra cosmic radiation. We had a double solar sunspot peak that they haven't explained. They detected, I think, an extra 4 different bands of radiation they've never seen from the sun over the last sunspot cycle back in 2002.
Good points, Mike. I'm going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back and comment that. I appreciate your call. I'll come back and get into some more information on chemtrails. This is Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Global Reality Saturday Morning Edition here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad each and every one of you could join me for the show today. We've been talking about chemtrails and the various applications and usages of barium, which has been found every time tests are done after there's heavy spraying. And again, barium is a radioactive isotope. And some of the callers were talking about different communications aspects of that. And yes, that is very much a part of what they use it for. And again, there's so many usages. But one of the things that in my research, and again, I've been researching chemtrails for about 4 years. And one of the things that I've found through the years of researching chemtrails is the fact that, you know, none of this stuff seems to be for our benefit. I know the caller said that, you know, they may be protecting us from some of these gamma rays and things like that. But, you know, none of the stuff that I've ever seen has ever really pointed in that direction. And I find it hard to believe that the government or any government, you know, under the New World Order would ever do anything for our benefit. Also, if it would be for our benefit, why such the secrecy? But what I wanted to talk about was I was talking about how here in Dallas, where I live, on Christmas, we were absolutely peppered with chemtrails. And just, you know, I talked to, you know, a few people commented on it to me that day because, you know, normal commercial flight patterns don't fly, don't do a vertical climb, you know, straight up in the air with passengers in them and then have another plane coming down doing a vertical descent right through it to create a giant X in the sky. That is not a normal commercial flight pattern. So I was absolutely astounded to wake up the day after Christmas and see in my local newspaper here, the Dallas Morning News, this article. The day after we were peppered with chemtrails, there was an article in the Dallas Morning News entitled "Jets Lingering Contrails Bring North Texas a Flyby White Christmas." With imagination's help, contrails almost Bing's dream come true. Tuesday morning's weather was all clear, but North Texans still got a white Christmas. All you had to do was look up. An unusually large number of white fluffy streaks painted the blue sky as jets made their rounds in the air. The streaks, called contrails, are mostly water left behind in air exhaust, and they typically freeze into ice crystals and evaporate when the air is dry. But weather conditions aligned Tuesday morning to make the contrails linger like Santa's sleigh trails. Okay, contrails, first off, dissipate immediately. You see a white streak, but they dissipate immediately. So in this article, what they're attempting to do is they're now attempting to spin normal contrails and say that when the humidity is right in the atmosphere, they will actually turn into man-made clouds and hang around all day. There is no, absolutely no evidence that ever has supported that during a normal contrail. But see, what I'm thinking is, and I'm going to give you an email address, and I want you to email this person, the person that wrote this, in just a second. But see, what I'm thinking is because they chose to do this on Christmas, on a day when, you know, a majority of people are going to be either outside or traveling. It was a nice day. It wasn't too cold. It was kind of windy, but, you know, in my opinion, I think they had such an overwhelming response to this that they had to put out this little propaganda piece. And we're going to come back at the top of the hour and get into more information about this on the second hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. With